The second mutation is located in what's called the serotonin transporter gene. The official name for the gene is SLC6A4. It's located on chromosome 17. It encodes a protein that facilitates the activity of the serotonin transporter system, which is what enables the reuptake of serotonin from the synapse back into the neuron. I held up my hand. Enough. She said, "The point is, the science is good and it's getting better every day. Just imagine. Up till now, we've always asked, what causes human behavior? Is it nature or nurture? And we've been very good at studying the nurture side of the equation. There's lots and lots of good studies on how environment affects behavior. But now, for the first time in human history, we can look at the nature side. This is cutting-edge stuff. The structure of DNA was only discovered in 1953. We're just beginning to understand. We're just beginning to look at what we are, not as some abstraction like the soul or metaphor like the human heart, but the real mechanics of human beings, the nuts and bolts. This," she pinched the skin of her own arm and pulled up a sample of her own flesh, "the human body is a machine. It is a system, a very complex system, made of molecules and driven by chemical reactions and electrical impulses. Our minds are part of that system. People have no trouble accepting that nurture affects behavior. Why not nature?" "Doctor, will this keep my kid out of prison?" "It might. Then do it." "There's more. Why does this not surprise me?" "I need a swab from your father, too." "My father? You're joking. I haven't spoken to my father since I was 5 years old. I have no idea if he's even alive." "He is alive. He's in Northern Prison in Summers, Connecticut." "A beat. So go test him." "I tried. He won't see me." I blinked at her. I was wrong-footed both by the news that my father was alive and by the fact that she had already got a message from him. She had an advantage over me. Not only did she know my history, she did not consider it history at all. It was no burden to her. To Dr. Vogel, trying to contact Billy Barber was no harder than picking up the phone. "He says you have to ask." "Me? He wouldn't know me if I stood up in his soup." "Apparently he wants to change that."
"He does?
Why?"
"A father gets old, he wants to know his son a little."
She shrugged. "Who can understand the human heart?"
"So he knows about me?"
"Oh, he knows all about you."
I felt myself flush like a little kid with the thrill of it. A father. Then, just as quickly, my mood plummeted. The thought of bloody Billy Barber turned to acid. "Tell him to fuck off."
"I can't tell him that. We need his help. We need a sample to argue that a genetic mutation is more than a one-off, but a family trait passed down from father to son to son."
"We could get a court order. Not without giving away to the DA what we're up to." I shook my head. Lori finally spoke.
"Andy, you need to think about Jacob. How far would you go for him?"
"I'd go to Helen back."
"Okay, then. So you will."